Danny Stracely. I'm an assistant public information officer with the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department.
And Danny, though the forecast has changed just a little, we're still expecting cold weather, sleet. What can you tell us in terms of what the Highway Department is doing to ensure those roadways are clear?
Well, we have been paying attention to what the National Weather Service has been saying for some time. We watched as the weather models all came into agreement, and the Weather Service pretty much said with a good degree of certainty that, you know, this event was going to happen, what was going to happen. And so we put our plans into action. Basically, here in central Arkansas, we have been getting our equipment ready. This event is going to likely be preceded by a lot of rain. And so if we were to put any pre-treatment down, the rain would just simply wash it all away. So what we're going to do is watch as this precipitation begins, as the temperatures drop to the freezing point, and in a real time address the road conditions as they deteriorate, or to keep them from deteriorating. And so we'll probably have a good mixture of sand, salt, calcium chloride, granules that will start de-icing the bridges and overpasses. And of course, as the slush starts to accumulate on the roads, then we'll be able to take the plow and push that off the roadway so it doesn't get compacted down on the roads and cause slick spots.
So because of calls for rain, there's going to be no pre-prep work done.
We will pre-treat in areas where we think it will be most effective. And then other areas where we expect, like central Arkansas, a lot of rain. Again, if we were to pre-treat the roads and then here comes a big rain like we're supposed to get, it's not cost-effective. It's just going to wash it right off the road, and then you're back to square one. So you've expended all that manpower and materials. All for nothing. So we have spent the week loading the plows onto our dump trucks. We have drop-in spreaders that go in the payload section of the dump trucks. The dump trucks are extremely versatile pieces of equipment. You know, we don't have any snow plows per se, but what we do is retrofit our regular maintenance dump trucks and add a drop spreader in there, add maybe a tank that holds a liquid mixture, calcium chloride liquid mixture that does for the pre-treating, or a drop spreader that will spread a granular material, salt, that type of thing. And then, of course, we can attach a plow to the front of that and push off the roadway anything that accumulates. Of course, you can't plow ice. But when it builds up into piles of slush, then you can go ahead and do that. We need about an inch of snow before we can start plowing that. And, of course, we'd rather plow snow all day and all night as opposed to dealing with ice. So we're in central Arkansas ready to go. We're paying close attention to the forecast as it changes as we get near to the 0 hour here.
And this winter weather event comes as the Highway Department has launched that new site where we can see road conditions, so that could be helpful for commuters.
Absolutely. We launched a new travel and construction information website at the end of October, and it's primarily for travel and construction information. However, we have added a snowflake icon to the site, which serves as a quick link for users to get to our winter weather road conditions map that everybody's familiar with. And, of course, that map color codes the highways according to what types of precipitation are on the roadway. So if you go to idrivearkansas.com, you can easily find which roads have ice and snow and which roads are clear. And, of course, that is updated continuously throughout the night and throughout the weekend.
Danny Stracely with the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, thank you for your time.
Malcolm, thank you for giving us a call. Call us anytime.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.